We are pleased this morning to check in with Taylor Kilgore. She's the host of Colorado Sports Night and a sports anchor at Fox 31 in Denver. Taylor, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I have to say, Taylor, the last time you came on our show, it was kind of, we were in the middle of the NBA playoffs and are just getting started, and you had mentioned... Yep. You kind of challenged our listeners saying, give the Denver Nuggets a chance. And I really took that to heart. I actually quoted you several times over the next several weeks after that because I did. I gave them a chance, and I really and thoroughly enjoyed watching the Nuggets. And then obviously they went the whole way. So that was great advice.
Well, I would love to take credit for my wonderful premonition, but the proof was in the pudding. And now once you witness the team, you see the work, and you're going, okay, this team's for real. And sure enough, they made history. And man, what a fun run that was.
Well, obviously now the chance to repeat starts. And yes. now the Nuggets know who they're going to play in the first round, but the play-in game solidified and the Lakers in that seventh spot. So it's kind of crazy. It's a rematch of the Western Conference Finals, but you get it in the first round this year. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, gosh, so many thoughts, so many themes to this series going in. And, you know, me and my colleagues were talking about the play-in game. Who do we want? You know, of course, you're going, I'd rather have New Orleans, just because it's still LeBron. It's still Anthony Davis. It's still the Lakers. And you really, you know, there's always something to that. However, this isn't a one-game series. It's the best of seven, and I'll take the Nuggets best of seven against pretty much anyone, especially against the Lakers. So I think it's going to be fun, though, because really, if you like the drama off the court, it's kind of fun with the themes as well, just because since the Nuggets swept the Lakers last year, there was, you know, some chatter from the fan bases, and Anthony Davis kind of spoke on that. Like, we hear you, Denver. You know, they want another shot at Denver. So we'll see if they really want to take a shot, or if the Nuggets are going to kind of have their way with the Lakers once again. So I think it's going to be fun. It's always a heated matchup between those two. And obviously there's a lot of mutual respect between Nikola Jokic and LeBron James and all the success there. But at the end of the day, I like the Nuggets chances. I'm saying Nuggets in five, a gentleman's sweep.
All right. Let's talk about Nikola Jokic. A lot of chatter, I'll use that word. You just used it online about potentially another MVP for him.
Yeah.
And there's other people saying, no, he doesn't deserve it and this and that. And I got to be honest with you, again, having paid more attention to the Nuggets in the last 12 months than I had before, the guy just continues to do things that nobody else can do. It's just that he does it in such a beer league kind of way, if you'll pardon the expression, that I think he kind of gets overlooked by certain fans. What are your thoughts on Nikola Jokic maybe getting another MVP trophy?
Well, you win a third, and it's just, I mean, your name is in history books forever as one of the best to play the game. I think it's deserved, and I think the numbers are proof, but no matter how you know, posture the role of a regular season MVP, meaning numbers, are we talking wins? Are we talking about who means the most to their team, biggest difference maker? Nikola Jokic checks all those boxes, so... For me, it's a foregone conclusion that he will win a third. The people that don't want him to, I think they take issue with the fact that it will be his third MVP, because that really just puts him in such a different category. Winning back-to-back or two MVP titles is amazing in itself. So to add a third, and he's already won a championship now, I mean, yeah, it puts him in an elite company. And so as far as a player, you know, we get to watch him night in, night out, and we have watched him since the start, and he is a guy that has totally changed the way we look at the center position. The guy's a 7-footer that sees the floor like a point guard. He handles the ball like a point guard. His court vision, his smarts, that, you know, you could put that as the best part of his game, and yet he's almost unstoppable, you know, with the way he can score, his touch, the way he can dish the ball out and find his teammates. There's really no limit to his production on the floor and just what he means to this team. It's he's everything. This team goes as far as Nikola Jokic goes.
Maybe one more question on the Nuggets before we move on to the Broncos and the NFL draft, which is coming up next week. You mentioned the gentleman's sweep, if you will, for the the opening round. Obviously, it was a hard-fought Western Conference this year, and the Nuggets tied with the Thunder in terms of wins. They get the number two seed. But the Thunder kind of came out of nowhere. What are your thoughts on a potential matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, the Thunder are interesting because, yeah, they got that one seed, but, man, they're young. And so you just wonder what a role inexperience can play with a team like that. Obviously, we'll see what happens, and they're deserving because they've been really good. I think it would be a fun matchup. I'm looking at that second round potential matchup. Obviously, Minnesota is tough. And Phoenix too. So, I mean, the West is stacked. It's funny how different you have the West, compared to the East, just with the separation there. So, the Western Conference has kind of been where it's at. So I think we're in for some fun, no doubt about it. And starting with this first round for the Nuggets, really.
All right, there you got it. Should be a fun run in the playoffs. Switching gears now over to the NFL draft, the big party of the offseason, the oasis, if you will, for NFL fans, comes starting next Thursday. And the Denver Broncos picking 12th overall in the first round, no second round pick this year, and then a good high third round pick at number 12 again. What are some of your thoughts on where you think the Broncos might go in terms of especially that first round pick, that 12th overall? Because there seems to be some chatter. Again, I keep using that word. I'm stealing your word.
I love it.
That they might go for another passer in the opening round, perhaps even moving up a little bit if they have to maybe get someone like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, well, that's been, you know, we've been talking about predictions here. And right now, you know, tomorrow we'll have our pre-draft press conference with the Broncos. To hear from head coach Sean Payton and George Payton, the GM. And it's funny because you could just call it the most useless press conference of the year because, of course, they're not going to give us any insight into their methods that they're getting ready to execute on draft day. But it's still fun nonetheless to try and predict. Yeah, so they're picking 12th in the first round. So they're either going to stay there, they're going to move up, or they're going to move down and collect a couple more picks. I like to think they're going to make a splash and really go for it and try and get their next potential franchise quarterback. And yeah, that could require trading up. And so I'd be interested just because draft capital is just not, you know, a plenty for this team right now. So how would they do that? That's what's going to be interesting if they were to do that. But I do know, I mean, I think we all know Sean Payton, the second he makes his mind up on something, I think he's going to make it happen. And I like to believe that he's got his eye on a quarterback in this draft and that they're going to do everything they can to get one. So who that is and what that looks like, still to be determined. But I do believe they're going to make a splash. And it's really been an interesting offseason, as we know, just with the changes and the fact that the Broncos are kind of a faceless franchise right now. You could make the argument Pat Surtain is the face of the franchise because he is a generational talent, as we know, and so valuable to this team. But at the end of the day, who's going to be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos? It's been the question ever since Peyton Manning retired, really. Obviously, we brought in Russell Wilson. It didn't work out. So who's next up? I like to think that they're going to make that happen in the draft this year. So it should be exciting. We'll see what happens.
You make a great point because the Russell Wilson experiment obviously didn't go the way they had hoped, and choking on that huge dead money now, it would be strange to see them go another 12 months without trying to necessarily try, like you said, put a face of that quarterback position. It would be strange to not see that, but I guess we got to wait a few more days to see what happens. Yeah. What would constitute a perfect, say, you know, everybody starts quoting the movie Draft Day around this time of year, Kevin Costner. What would be the perfect draft day scenario for the Denver Broncos in terms of wheeling and dealing in that first round?
Oh, well, perfect would be one of the first first or second picks saying, you know, Denver, you've had a rough go of it with all that dead cat money. So we're just going to gift you our pick. We'll go ahead and take over your 12th pick. And don't worry about it. You just take one or two. Then Sean Payton would definitely get who he would want. But no, a perfect draft day, I think you're leaving with a quarterback with a vision for the potential of a future franchise guy. And I say that because it is the hardest position, as we know, to scout for the pro level. It doesn't always pan out. First round quarterbacks don't always pan out. Heisman winners don't always pan out. We know this. So I think someone that Sean Payton decides is worth a first round pick would be exciting to see that go to a quarterback.
Very good stuff. Taylor, I could talk to you all day, but I'm going to let you get back to it. Just letting our listeners know that they can follow you on X or Twitter. I still call it Twitter. Taylor Kilgore 33 on X if you want to follow. And some great stuff there. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Happy to talk always. Thank you so much for having me.